Hello, everyone. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand. And guess who's here with me?
Hi, Lisa. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, for Wednesday, the 4th of September. Can you believe that?
It's, you know what, this moon cycle is going to go fast. I can already feel it, even though it's in an earth sign. What have you got for us today, Mike?
Yeah. So, overnight, Lisa, the moon trines Uranus at 3:43 a.m. So get ready for some wild dreams.
Love it.
Then we wake up at 7:06 in the morning, the moon opposing Neptune. This gives us a foggy feeling in the morning, emotional confusion. That kind of starts our morning. But by 9:02 in the morning, the moon trines Pluto, which will give us emotional catharsis. But then exactly a few seconds later, squares Mars. So watch out for emotional outbursts that may reveal what you want to shed, because we're prone to it during this time.
That is a big stack up for today. I'm not surprised because we got the world going with it. So when I see that kind of a stack up, you know, Uranus is that liberation. And then it's Neptune is what are our higher goals and visions? And then Pluto, like you said, that shedding and Mars in a difficult aspect. So the possibilities are your actions are going to reveal what you need to shed in order to get to a better expression of you. But that opens up worlds of possibility. It's one of these where when we're willing to see what doesn't work for us, we can get more quickly or more easily or more directly to what does work for us. And that does open up worlds so much more effective that way. Yeah. And then Mars into Cancer, right?
Yeah, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Mars enters Cancer. Cancer is roots, our family, our past memories, home. And Mars is the Energizer Bunny, as you know. So Mars in Cancer, Lisa, is going to bring out all our protective instincts for our spouse, our partner, our children, our family, our pets. Mars, although in its detriment, is saying basically, hey, don't mess with my kin. But I will tell you one thing, watch out for triggers that may come from childhood experiences.
That's a good note. And again, when they come up, if you get triggered, it's an opportunity to expand your world. And instead of being protective of the stories, be protective of your ability now to tell a different story. All right. So it's like you're not limited by the old roles that you played or the old habits. This is about what can you take on right now as truth from anything that happened that gives you the ability to respond and take good care of yourself now? That way you can move through the world and feel good about yourself no matter what happens. And that's a worthwhile effort. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
worth taking care of with that Mars in Cancer. Take care of that ability. Great. Well, I'm Lisa with Truth in Hand. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Mike.